This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Licking, Lip Smacking, Cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Up to the North Coast now and to Paula McIntyre's kitchen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. In my my lonesome lone and in splendid isolation here, surrounded by hand gel and gloves and all that kind of stuff. But sure, what can you do?
I know. Twitter. Very forlorn.
It's just a bit forlorn. So brighten us up with crispy fish tacos.
Yeah, it's a Cinco de Mayo, which is 5th of May, and it's a Mexican celebration on the 5th of May. So I thought we'd do something with fish as well, because I think I've been getting lots of messages, you know, John, where can I buy fish? And I think everybody's sort of craving fish, a lot of people. And so I thought I'll do fish and do tacos, and then that kills two birds with one stone. So great, a Mexican celebration and a celebration of local fish. So the answer to the where to get the fish is if you generally go to, there's a website called Fish is a Dish, and they actually have it. It's a part of Seafish UK, but they have a bit where you can source fish in Northern Ireland, either delivering or else, you know, I think there's still a few vans
doing the rounds. Are there?
Yeah, I know there. Well, I know there's one on Port Rush, but I think the queue for it on a Thursday goes to Port Stewart, so I'm not sure. So
fish is a dish.
Yeah, so that's fish is a dish.
Okay.
.co.uk and go for that. And there's another campaign called Sea for Yourself, as SEA for yourself, and that's where you can buy sustainable fish, which I bought today. I got a delivery yesterday of fish. It was like Christmas Day, you know, because I haven't had fresh fish for so long, apart from a lobster, but that's another story. And I got pollock, John. I got pollock, which is a sea fish. It's quite cheap. I think it's beautiful. You can catch it off the north coast here, all around our waters, and it's one of those sustainable fish. So it, you know, it's plentiful. And people sort of think, oh, they want cod, but actually pollock, to be honest with you, tastes maybe a wee bit better, I think. I think it's it's not endangered in any way. So if the fish that I've done now is with a pollock, what I did was I made up a batter. So it's just equal parts flour and ice cold beer or ice cold water, but sparkling water if you're going to use it.
Because that makes it lighter then.
Yeah, and then a bit of corn flour, bit of salt, and then whip it. And when you whip this batter, it feels, John, really like a, you know, when you're making whipping cream and your arm starts to get sore. That's the stage. So it's kind of like nicely whipped cream, you know, that's starting to get whipped.
Yeah.
So you want it kind of thick. And then if you dip your wee fish fillets into that and then into breadcrumbs, which I seem to have a lot of breadcrumbs because I've been baking that much bread. And then you want, you know, the heels have been...
Yeah, just grind them up.
Processing them and put them in the freezer. So this is a great one. So I have this done here. I'll just put it into the pan, nice bit of oil in the pan. And I hope you hear it.
Oh, yeah.
So
there's the
my
hot,
mum and dad are getting
fish.
This for their lunch today, so I'll be delivering that out to them. So
fantastic.
So I'll put that in, and then that's our fish bit there, John. So the next bit is the soft flour tortilla, and you can go to the supermarket and you can buy a pack of soft flour tortillas. But honestly, if you've got a bit of time, and I think we do have time, and everybody's baking, soft lard tortillas, the difference between a soft lard tortilla that you make in the pan and a soft lard tortilla that you buy is the difference between, I don't know.
And I'm looking at the recipe here. It looks very straightforward.
Really? Right, if you're making a pastry, you start. So we've got 200 grams of plain flour. This will make you four tortillas at least. And start off with a couple of 100 grams of flour, about half a teaspoon of salt, and then 35 grams of butter. And just rub that in until it's like fine breadcrumbs, and then bind that with water. You can wrap that in cling and let it rest for a wee while, but if you can't be bothered, don't worry. Divide that dough into four pieces, roll them up into a ball. Get your surface floured and then roll it out. Try and roll it out into a rough circle. Mm-hmm. And then keep rolling it and keep moving. Put a wee bit of dust in the flour on your rolling pin, John, and then keep moving it around. And that's the key with any pastry. Just keep moving.
So it gets even.
And gets a nice even. And what we want with this is we want it nice and thin. So really, as thin as you can, really, you know. And then what I did just to be... For the photograph for the website is I put a plate on top and cut it round. I wouldn't do that if I was doing this myself. I was just, you know, because it was for the Radio Ulster site, so wanted to be a bit fancy. And then that goes into a dry frying pan. When you see bubbles, you flip it over, let it cook for another 30 seconds, and that's it ready.
That's
and it is
beautiful.
Delicious. I've got some on here now, and the smell in the kitchen, because I've got the fish cooking now, and it doesn't smell of fish because it's so fresh. And then I've got the tortilla, and it's got that lovely smell of just, you know, butter, slight bit of butter, and that kind of lovely scorched flour. And the only thing is, when you've made one, stack them up in between, you know, kitchen paper, and just wipe out your pan so you don't want to have burnt flour.
Right, for the next for the next one going in.
Yeah, and then we've got a wee salsa.
So that's the fish
rojo.
And the tortilla.
That's the fish.
So then you have your salsa.
So that's it. And this is a cooked salsa. So you could, look, if you want to just do a raw one, but I like this because it's just tomatoes, garlic, onion, a bit of chilli, and just cook that down slowly in a pan until it kind of melts, John.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, your onions are golden. And then blend it up, and that's your salsa. A bit of sour cream with smoked chilli, and Bob's your uncle, and you've got the taste of Mexico in your kitchen, and you're using lovely fresh fish. There you are. What more could you want?
And I have to say, the picture on the Twitter and the BBC website is unbelievable. You have the lovely tortilla with the wee charred bits of it underneath, and then you the wee dollops of the sour cream and the salsa and the coriander. I see you put a lime there as well, just for a bit of decoration.
A big bit of decoration, John. Just take the lime off, give it a wee white, and put that into your gin and tonic to have with it. Okay.
That's gorgeous. Listen, thank you so much. Sorry
thank
I can't
you,
eat it, but
John.
tell your mum and dad, I hope they enjoy it.
Well, yes.
And I'll see you soon.
Listening. All right, John.
Thanks Paula. Podcast right, available of that in the afternoon. You can check out the recipe on the website. I've just looked up fishisthedish.co.uk if you want to find out places. Fishisthedish.co.uk gives you three places or four places at the minute. It looks like Belfast, Ballyhornan and Kilkeel at the minute of places where you can still get fish. That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never-ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.